evening. This is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for Sunday, May 8th, 2011. Here in California, California Attorney General Kamala Harris says the supporters of the state's ban on marriage equality should not have standing to represent the state in defending the law. Harris submitted an amicus brief on Monday to the state Supreme Court regarding the ongoing legal dispute over Proposition 8, which voters approved in 2008 to end gay marriage in California. The sponsors of Proposition 8 want to intervene in the case before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, but the court has asked California Supreme Court to rule first on whether the sponsors have standing to defend the law. Attorney General Harris wrote that only executive branch officials should exercise the right to defend state laws. She added that allowing backers of propositions would only rob the electors' power by taking the executive power from the elected officials and placing it in the hands of a few highly motivated but politically unaccountable individuals. The proponents of the ballot initiative are defending the law because current Governor Jerry Brown and former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger both declined to argue on behalf of Proposition 8. And here in the North Bay, it's been a grim decade for nightlife. The tourism slump after the attacks on September 11th have affected the dance clubs, bars, and resorts that once catered to the LGBT community. They've changed hands and too often changed mission statements. Bars have become restaurants, resorts have been seized by banks, and social groups have become the primary place for us to gather. Couple this with websites and chat rooms that have the potential to bring people together, the future of gay clubs is rather bleak. That was until last Sunday, when a new monthly LGBT party called Fresh enticed a sizable crowd to Aubergine in Sebastopol for a tea dance. Fresh is the result of a full year of work by Z Productions, which is made up of the North Bay's favorite lesbian DJ, Lori Z, and her business partner, Gina Fregosi. They noticed that Aubergine, a vintage clothing store by day, started morphing into Aubergine after dark. A few months ago, it started welcoming an eclectic variety of musical entertainment and comedy shows. Lori Z said, "At Fresh, I'll spin all kinds of music. Pop, rock, funk, house, hip-hop, R&B, world beat, electro, you name it. I tap into the mood of the crowd and go with it, which keeps each gig fresh and unique. My vision of a new series of parties is just the fun place for the LGBT community and its friends to be. You can dance, hang out, drink, whatever your heart desires." Lori Z was a popular DJ on several Bay Area radio stations, including KVRE, KOFY, and KRSH. Frustrated with the confines of what commercial radio has become, Lori Z decided to take her show on the road and established Z Roadshow mobile DJ service. Lori Z has often played at the late-night Great Club Fab in Guerneville on Olivia Cruz's and numerous private engagements. Two big parties are planned for the coming months. On Saturday, June 4th, Fresh will celebrate Sonoma County Pride. The party goes on well into the night, so for those with tickets to Pride Comedy Night, you can head over to Sebastopol afterwards for a full evening of entertainment. Fresh's Freedom Rings party begins at 7 p.m. Sunday, July 3rd. Partygoers can enjoy Sebastopol's annual fireworks display during the party. And for more information, go to www.zroadshow.com for more details. Now here's the calendar of upcoming events for the LGBT community. On Monday, May 9th at 7 p.m., the Spanish-speaking parent support group at Positive Images will meet at the Positive Images Center, 312 Chin Street in Santa Rosa. On Tuesday, May 10th at 6:30 p.m., TGNB, Transgender North Bay, meets at the Positive Images Center in Santa Rosa. And on Wednesday, May 11th at 5 p.m., the LGBT Youth Support Group meets at Spectrum, 30 North San Pedro Road in San Rafael. And on Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m., the Positive Images Youth Support Group meets for their weekly meeting, 7 p.m. at Santa Rosa High School. And on Sunday, May 15th at 10 a.m., Food for Thought's 16th annual Home and Garden Tour will benefit the Sonoma County AIDS Food Bank. Enjoy visiting some of Sonoma County's most elegant homes and gardens in their springtime splendor. Tickets are $45 and more information is available at www.fftfoodbank.org. If you have an event you'd like to share with our listeners, you can always tell us about it by going to our own website at outbeatradio.com. Just click on Outbeat News. And finally, a very happy Mother's Day to all of you wonderful mothers out there. For Gary Carnavelli, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to Outbeat Music, The Sunny Side with Sun Bell.
And here we are. And I'd like to let you know that East meets West nanotechnology and acupuncture. Sunday, May 15th at 1 p.m. It's a free demonstration and talk. Location is in Sebastopol. You can RSVP June at 887-9269. It's an informative seminar with this FDA-approved Class 1 medical device. And George Chu will be explaining the amazing health benefits of the nanotechnology LifeWave patch that works like acupuncture without needles, as well as demonstrating instant pain relief. George has patched over 500 people successfully since he joined LifeWave in February of 2009. Learn how to use the FDA-registered medical device to help lower blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, ADD, ADHD, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, relieve chronic and acute pain, detoxify your body from heavy metals, boost your immune system, and much more. So you'll also be receiving a free meridian analysis as a door prize if you're the lucky winner. You can go to lifewave.com/dancingtree to look up more information. Or, as I said, call to RSVP June at 887-9269. I'm Sun Bell, the host of Outbeat Music, The Sunny Side, and this evening I have some very, very special guests who are right here in the studio live with me, and that is Lisa Ferrero and Erica Luckett. And I'd like to they're going to be playing live music for us right here on the show. Welcome, gals.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. We're happy to be here.
Here on the sunny side.
Absolutely. You know, it's just wonderful to have such heartwarming, just melodic, resonating voices and fabulous guitar playing, I must say.
Thank you.
Not only on your original music, but the way that you grace the music of others, too, on the cover tunes you do. So, you know, I'm sure that people are going to want to know a lot about you, but first I want them to hear your voices. So why don't you announce the song you're going to play?
Great. Thank you.
In honor of Mother's Day, we're going to honor and give thanks for all of the moms out there, but also to the Mother Earth with a song from our Aw CD called Sacred Ground.
I planted the words you said. They blossomed in brilliant reds, reminders of what's ahead. The shape we might take uprooted my fears like weeds. The fences I do not need, and walked with my tender feet over sacred ground. In the roots and stems, the blooms and ash of my backyard, I see how letting go of where we've been, I discover where we are. Beneath the layer of grass, the questions we dare to ask, answers that help us pass to a place unknown. It's all about faith. It's all about trust. It's all about believing that there's more there for all of us. And how we love, how we love, how we love, how we love. How we love, I planted the words you said. They blossomed in brilliant reds, reminders of what's ahead. The shape we might take uprooted my fears like weeds. The fences I do not need, and walked with my tender feet over sacred ground. Every day, with every step, I am walking on sacred ground. Oh, every day, with every step, I am walking. walking on sacred ground. Oh, 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 oh. Sacred ground. We are walking on sacred ground. We are walking on sacred ground. We are walking.
What I tell you.
You're
that's,
so kind.
That is, no, I'm not kind. You gals are talented.
Thank you.
That's one of my favorite songs on the CD, Awe, which has 9 songs on it, some of them cover tunes. And, you know, I love the thing that you say on here, if you're not in awe, we're not paying attention. If we're not in awe, we're not paying attention.
Yeah.
And that is so true. You know, I mean, just what brought you to that saying?
I think I wrote that song actually in the wake. My dad had just died. And in the wake of grief, there's also an inevitable recognition of how amazing it is to be alive. And even with the challenge and the grief and the sadness, just the very fact that every moment of our being, there are billions of cells conspiring, like life is conspiring us to wake up and be aware of what is there for us and is working on our behalf. And I know that especially now in the world, there's so much, and particularly on the news and internet and media, what is brought to our attention is everything that's going wrong, and yet there is so much more going right every instant. Our hearts are beating for us constantly. Blood is flowing throughout our bodies. We can see, we can breathe. We have the capacity to be in the world in such a... We can be awake, or we can be asleep, and in being asleep, we become agents of whatever status quo is there. So by waking up, we hold that awe that calls us to being fully at our greatest capacity of being. So if we're not in awe, we're not paying attention. Wake up. May we all wake up completely to our grandness.
That's so true. And the grandness, you know, for everybody to recognize that in them and in everything.
Yes. Right?
Everything.
Everything. Yes, everything.
I mean, yeah. Like they say, God is everywhere we are, no matter if it's beautiful, ugly, evil, just divine.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't mean that God is evil, but it's God is there. The Mother,
that
Father
presence,
is always
yes.
there.
Yeah, that's a good way to think of that, is that situations happen, things happen, and what we think of them or how we respond or react, mm-hmm. as it is sometimes, is we start to give meaning to these things that happen. And just finding that center point where you come to the realization that love is the most powerful force in the universe. And nothing can stand in the face of that. It is the most all-conquering. If you want to be a conqueror of all, mm-hmm. make your vessel the most extremely loving presence. I mean, it's not in our doing, it's in our being. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I mean,
and
that's,
recognizing that we are all vessels.
That's yes. right.
We hold
everyone.
Love.
That's mm-hmm. right. And by being awake, we get to be agents of that transmission. When we're asleep, our vessels are clogged and they're not operating. Mm-hmm. So that idea of waking up and being and activating our capacity to be transmitters of love.
Yeah, they're working, but they're working on behalf of somebody else who gave you the idea.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you're awake, you listen to your own expression, the one that comes through you as who and what your beingness represents in the in the world. Mm-hmm. And then you carry out your own orders, let's say, you know, if that's how you feel about it. But you know, I was thinking about the whole notion of war, and it's just an interesting thing about trying to conquer things, and in the name of God, you can't do anything in the name of God, because to name it is to limit it. Mm-hmm. But love, because they're synonymous. I mean, it's like exactly the same thing. And so, and it's easy to say, but the practice of becoming more loving in the presence of everything, that's what our life's journey is about. It's not about getting pulled off into, and these things that challenge us make us stronger. I don't know, for all the athletes out there, we know it's great to play against a team or an opponent who's really excellent with, if you play tennis, it's about the ball, what they're doing and what you're doing with this game. And that's all it's about. And if somebody's really great, you learn to see what it was that you had inside of you that you would have had no idea you were capable of had you not met this challenge. Or
absolutely.
So that's kind of where we come from with our expression of music. We're just always active listeners, I think, listening for the next expression of it.
Yeah. How long have you both been involved in music?
I've been singing since both of us, our whole lives, since I was able to remember anything. I was singing and writing music and hearing music from grass and trees and things on the outside, and then I'd hear it on the inside of me too, and I couldn't differentiate the two. There was this outer world and inner world, and then it was just like this one big thing.
How lovely.
It was pretty amazing. Yeah, I didn't want to be inside. I'd rather be outside, because inside everything had like more of a dense low tone. But the food was good inside. My mother's a great cook.
Hooray for mothers.
A good Italian cook.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was the best part. So I would. That was the deal. I could come in and eat, and then I'd be allowed back in the yard, you know. But so I've been writing and singing music since I was really, really little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the same is true for me. I think it's interesting that the function of nature. I was born in Mexico and raised in Venezuela and Brazil, and we lived in the Amazon for a while, and just listening so much to tree frogs and birds, and in the tropics particularly, there is so much percussion and sound inherent in the sonic weave, and its music is present everywhere. And so I got my first guitar when I was 8 in Brazil, and that's where I first started playing.
I got mine when I was 8, too.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And so music always was an essential part of my survival, I think. It was what kept my heart connected to the most pure element of my being. And then, you know, I went to high school, and the idea of being a professional musician was sort of terrifying, and I started off thinking I'd do something more practical, but I couldn't. Music was it, and so I've been very fortunate. I ended up going to music school and studying film scoring, and I wrote music for film for a while, but music has been the alpha and omega of... You know, it's so interesting, though... When I say alpha and omega, it's sort of like music is actually the expression of that infinite place. So we live, the idea is for us to be tapped in and then allow music to work through us. And it's really about listening. And it's so fun just to have the vast array of songs that knock on the door and say, okay, I'm ready to come through, and who knows what style or what language or what's going to but yes, I'm so grateful.
That's beautiful. So how did you meet each other, since you were obviously from Venezuela and you're from the Midwest, Eastern Midwest.
Yeah, the area. Last city. I like to consider Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the last city on the east.
Before sliding into the comfortable midness of the Midwest.
It doesn't feel quite Midwest, but kind of, I guess.
You're on the edge of West Virginia.
I'm on the edge. I always like to be on the edge. I was on the edge, and now I live out here on the edge. The question was, we met at the National Women's Music Festival in, of all places, Normal, Illinois, which was so great. I was doing a jazz set with an incredible jazz pianist named Julie Bonk. Phenomenal. And so we did a set, and Erika, the next night, Erika was doing her set, but Erika didn't see me, but I saw Erika, and I music direct conferences all around different parts of the world, and this one we had coming up was going to be in Miami. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw Erika, I was just blown away, and I was like, she needs to come to this thing. And so I invited her to come to Miami, and she accepted before she really knew what she was getting into, which was great. That's when we got to sing together for the first time, and it was amazing. Mm-hmm. It was more than just, you know how it is, son, when you harmonize with somebody and it's really great, but then there's that other thing that happens once in a while when you sing with somebody it's more than harmony. It's this.
Yeah, total.
You can't see me. I'm Italian. I'm talking with my hands right now. I'm making this.
It's kind of meshing.
It's like a meshing. Yeah, that's the word.
It's like a third element arises.
Absolutely. And we both noticed it, and we call it our RCA dog moment, where we just kind of looked at each other with heads tilted and decided we should pursue this. We should try to do, let's see what happens if we should try to write. Mm-hmm. And so I was still living in Pittsburgh, and at the time, Erika was living in Taos, New Mexico, and it turned out that later that summer in August, we were both going to be in the Bay Area again. So we rendezvoused in Berkeley, and that's when I fell in love with Berkeley area, and I just had to move. That's when I made up my mind that I was going to move here, which is just about 2 years ago now. And we started to write, and it was good. It was going well. And Erika says, you know, I'd really like to write music to some of the poetry of Rumi. And I was just about to say the exact same thing, because we were trying to figure out what could we do. And I said I was going to say the same thing. So we spent the rest of the weekend running around all the independent bookstores looking for our favorite translations of Rumi to share with one another. And then a few months later, there was another conference where Sheikh Kabir Helminski, he was the Sheikh of the Mevlevi Order of Sufism, author, poet, translator, one of the first to bring Rumi's, not one of, he was the first, wasn't he? Translations to the West, he and his wife Camille. And he was at this conference, and we were going to do music for him, and Erika had her guitar, and he sat down and just started to recite Listen, O Drop, one of the poems. And Erika started to play, and I started to sing, and within 15 minutes we wrote the first song. And it was Kabir who suggested, in a very soft-spoken Sufi voice, just, perhaps we should pursue this and put a collection of songs together. Like, that's a great idea. What are you doing in January?
And then the next thing we knew, we were in Istanbul. Collaborating with amazing Turkish musicians and spending time with Rumi's, in Rumi's world, and met and performed for
all of these sheikhs.
Yeah, the sheikhs, and also Rumi's 22nd generation granddaughter, who the whole idea is to live that path of love. Mm-hmm. And just an amazing, amazing, synchronous, magical journey. So, it was Rumi really who brought us together. And,
really.
And then on Kauai last January, we thought, okay, we were there doing a big concert
with
Kabir and Camille. And after that, we thought, okay, we have so much. We both come from different life histories. What happens when we actually write music of our own? And so now it's just this waterfall of songs that are coming forth. And Lisa, of course, is singing in Spanish and French and Italian and everything with me. So it's
really
fun.
My father's from Italy, so I was raised very much in the culture of
beautiful
of Italy. And so sang in Russian when I was really, really little, but then Italian was the language, and English, of course. So that one, I've been singing in Italian since I was a little kid. But then, yeah, with all of this, Erika, like Spanish and Portuguese and French, and it's fun.
Yeah, languages are really, really beautiful. Well, I'm going to take this opportunity to play from their CD, Ruby Rumi, On the Way of Love is the song, and give you a sample of that. So here you go.
Lifeless heart has nothing to sing. You must be very alive. So who's alive? The body, the soul will flash. Lightning strikes from a tumbling cloud. The whole meadow greets the storm of spring. So who's alive? In love, search for us. In us, search for this. In love, search for us. In us, search for this. In love, search for us. In us, search for this. In love, search for us. In us, search for this. In love, search for us. In us, search for this. In love, search for us. In us, search for this.
Well, that was a beautiful song. And, you know, that was off of the Rumi CD, and the story of that is just really gorgeous, how that came about. So I know that the fans are wondering, are you gals music partners? Are you partners outside of music? Tell us a little bit about your personal lives.
Well, it's funny, son, because we met in 2006, is that right?
I think we met in 2005. No, six.
It was the summer of 2006. July. That was when the festival was. And we traveled a lot, and we were living in separate places. And it was...
You want the story. You're getting the long story.
We were musical partners. And it was very clearly just... not interested in... Like, it just didn't... It was... Lisa was in Pittsburgh, I was in Taos, and we loved making music together, but it was like, that's what this relationship is about.
Yeah, long-distance relationships aren't so good.
Yeah, and it just was like, sometimes that overlapping of relationship can be more, it's like separation of church and state. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to be able to be creative without necessarily involving the whole emotional side of it. And so that was where I was coming.
She asked a simple question.
But the long story short is that about a year and...
Can you tell who the holdout was?
I finally I realized how plain ignorant I had been in resisting this.
So yes and yes.
Yes and yes. That's it. And,
but it's true. There was so much going on, and it was great to be able to travel that way. But it was so fun too, because most every place we played, people always assumed
they just
thought
we were together.
And I was like, and they're like, oh, but you just have this, like, yeah, but no, you know, we're friends. And to say just friends at that point, singing Rumi's music, that was part of it too, is the power of the Sufi language. It's just this, if it's a religion at all, it's the religion of love. And you just get into this zone where there's nothing but that. And so everybody, it's contagious, the experience of it. Like, we believe in that as the energy of transformation, just because we feel it in everything. And the audiences would just melt. And we'd take this music at places that you wouldn't think it would even fit. You wouldn't think to, but always the same response, the same experience and belief would just occur. And so they just felt so loving. They just thought we were together. And
we like to be little factories of love.
Yeah. But now we are.
Almost drove you to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're really, really happy that we made the transition with our relationship into what it is now, because it's even deeper and I don't even, just, that it, yeah, it just keeps getting better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think music has a way of doing that.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to play another live song for us. I'll let you set it up for them. You tell the audience that you're playing.
So in the evolution of our music, starting in the Rumi realm, I was really excited to be able to bring Lisa to my roots, which is the Latin American zone of so many amazing songwriters and rhythms and sounds. And I was thrilled because Lisa sings in Spanish now, and she sings so extraordinarily beautifully. So we're going to play a song now called Gracias a la Vida, which means thanks to life, written by the wonderful Chilean songwriter Violeta Parra.
Gracias a la vida.
Oh. Sorry.
Thanks to life. Thank you for the right notes and the tuning.
A little tuning question. Okay, one more time. Now we will be in the right side.
Just for those of you who didn't think this was live, it really is.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio dos luceros que cuando los abro, perfecto distingo lo negro del blanco. Y en el alto cielo, su fondo estrellado, y en las multitudes, el hombre que yo amo. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el sonido y el abecedario, con él las palabras que pienso y declaro, madre, amigo, hermano, y luz alumbrando la ruta del alma del que estoy llamando. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio la marcha de mis pies cansados, con ellos anduve, oh, ciudades y charcos, playas y desiertos, montañas y llanos, y la casa tuya, tu calle y tu patio. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio el corazón que agita su marco. Cuando miro el fruto del cerebro humano, cuando miro el bueno tan lejos del malo, cuando miro el fondo de tus ojos claros. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la risa y me ha dado el llanto, así yo distingo dicha de quebranto, los dos materiales que forman y que es el mismo canto, y el canto de todos, que es mi propio canto. Param, pam, 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 param, pararam, pam, 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 gracias a la vida, gracias a la vida, oh, gracias a la vida, porom, pom, gracias a la vida, oh, gracias a la vida, oh, gracias a la vida, oh, gracias a la vida, gracias a la vida, gracias a la vida, gracias a la vida, porom, pom, 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 pom.
That was fun. I like that.
Thanks, different
rhythms and all that stuff really attract me.
Oh, good. You know, well, as a drummer, I know. Yeah, it was you when you were talking earlier.
Yeah.
I'm glad that. Yeah, that makes your heart
really good. It gets my whole body just. It's like, you know, you talked about waking up. That those kind of things really do it for me. It's
cool.
Really
great.
Wonderful. So who have been some of your human inspirations as far as music goes?
That's always such a big one. You know, when people ask me what my musical influences are, I think, well, the ocean and the sky and the wind and the trees and the grass. And, you know, there's something inherently perfect in nature, and sound is everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I think, it started in nature with sound, but then when you ask about humans, it's the people that could most bring that through in an authentic way that replicated the authenticity of a blade of grass and the sky or the ocean. It's like people like that. So for me, it would be like people that can just sing, like Aretha Franklin. Mm-hmm. Just sings. Mm-hmm. They just let you have it. So I grew up listening to some of that kind of stuff, and also some of the opera singers like Maria Callas. Mm-hmm. That woman just lets you have it. There's just something. Yeah, her voice might have been trained and all of that, but she keeps that authentic feeling and expression in it. So like great voices like that. great soulful singers.
It's like they almost just give it away. You know?
They do.
You don't have to beg for it.
Exactly. They just let you. And I think part of it is, like, I don't want to say it's not a West Coast thing, but I know the East Coast thing, there's an edge to it because they really experience the full expression of the changing seasons. Mm-hmm. So there's something about it that I resonate with when somebody can just tap into the heat of something or the fierceness of a winter mm-hmm. or the full, you know, soft, beautiful summer. But just that authenticity. So people like that really. And I have to think of some.
Oh,
names,
and then, of course, I'm just thinking about sambas right by the ocean. So, yeah. You know, everybody from.
And the Italians, like my just growing up with when people would come from the old country to the United States, anywhere near us, there'd be a party that would break out at our house. The instruments would show up and mm-hmm. people would just tear into it. There's such passion. It's full on heart. I think artists that can do that, those are the ones that I resonate with because it's a jolt of life force for me. It's mm-hmm. not a contrived technical thinking.
Yeah.
So like
it's
a ripping,
it's authenticity. Like anybody who plays and plays with that sincerity of heart, I know that it just makes me melt. Mm-hmm. And so whether it's in the classical realm or in the gritty blues, or you know,
Muddy Waters.
Anything that is authentic mm-hmm. and from that it speaks truly from the heart. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm just again feeling gratitude for growing up at a time when that we've had so much access to so much music. Incredible. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's hard. You know, we could sit and talk for 10 days and just serve up different musicians like, amazing.
Absolutely.
We used to have these nationality festivals. Growing up in Pittsburgh, there were so many different communities because of the mills. And so the authentic, this nationality festival would produce all of these, the cultures musically. Mm-hmm. And I think that was contaged by the human ability to put that kind of passion into it. And so if that's not happening, I really am not interested, mm-hmm. no matter mm-hmm. what kind of music it is.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Yeah. Got to show your insides. Yeah. Sing till your insides show.
Right.
Exactly.
That's right, son. Yeah.
It's true, though. It sounds funny,
but it really is.
And the truth is, there's a difference between being a craftsman or craftsperson and a musician or an artist. And that the craftsperson is working with hands and mind, and the artist is the one that is working with hands, mind, and heart. Mm-hmm. And when you allow that heart to really be revealed, you can't help but communicating and impacting somebody on the receiving end.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I want to give them a listen to, you gave me a CD acoustic sampler, mm-hmm. and you said the song Awe, which is the name of your CD, is on here, and so we'd like to let them hear that.
Great. This is a live version. We want you to hear, we love performing live because there's an electricity that happens in that case. So
is this from Brit?
Yeah, this is from the Brit Festival in Jacksonville, Oregon.
We opened for Kenny Loggins last year.
Yeah,
so it was kind of fun.
Okay, cool. Here you have it, folks. Awe.
Certainty's like clutching what you know inside your fist. Like there's no room to question what might loom beyond your wrist. It's the comfort of right angles, the ease of solid lines. It's the emptiness of a lonely box and the space that it defines. Oh, 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 oh. There were times in school when I had fun with the exactness of the game, thinking I would know a flower once I could say it's like names and addresses, dates of birth would readily explain why some people crave the sunlight, others love the rain. Holding the mystery What was possible or real, I'd never see the desert turn to water or the ocean turn to silver. But I've seen those wonders many times, and each time I recall the wonder, the wonder, the wonder of it all. Holding the mystery, step into the river and feel eternity. Conversations convey the trillions of messages relay. The entire system would still not approximate the complexity or functionality of a single human brain. That's just another way of trying to portray the miraculous privilege we have of playing this human game. Holding the mystery, step into the river and feel eternity. As the sun will rise and the rain will fall, may we begin each day with gratitude and awe. Holding the mystery, step into the river and feel eternity. As the sun will rise and the rain will fall, may we begin each day with gratitude and awe. May we begin each day with gratitude and awe. May we begin each day with gratitude.
Well, that was their live version of Awe, and that's the name of their CD,
and you should all go get it.
Mm-hmm. On our website.
On their website. Why don't you go ahead and tell them about that?
The website address is lisaanderika.com, and that's lisaanderika.com.
And you gals are from the Bay Area, and yes. Do you have any gigs coming up?
Let's see. We do.
On our website, there's a whole collection. We'll be coming just back from the East Coast. You know where we're going to be? This is Chico. We're doing a benefit for another wonderful radio station up there, KZFR, on Sunday, May 15th from 5 to 7. We'll be up in Weaverville the night before, the 14th, at Mama Llama's. And then we'll be touring on the East Coast and then back in June. And we have a house concert. June 11th,
but then we're going to do the third Thursdays at the Montclair Women's
Cultural Center.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we'll be there. I believe that's the 16th or the 17th?
The third Thursday.
We'll be the featured artists there.
Sweet.
And then a really cool thing, I'm not sure if we have it on our website or not yet, but we're going to be part of Empowering Women. We're producing an event called Diva Night.
It is on the website.
It's on the website, right. And it's a Monday at the Freight and Salvage. And it was just, they said it couldn't be done in the Bay Area, and we said that's not true. And so we got together the Bay Area, some really great jazz, female jazz artists, to come together to raise money for a woman in the community who has cancer. Mm-hmm. To be the beneficiary of it. And so
it's an amazing lineup.
It's LaVey Smith, Tammy Hall, Denise Perrier, Brannis McKenzie, us, Kit Wiegand.
Yeah.
And I can't remember. We'll give you some more information, but that's going to be an amazing event. And then at the end, we'll all do something together.
Fabulous. Those are always good to do. We do our part to contributing.
Yeah, right. Women helping women.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you're going to do a song called Breathe, and this is off of the CD Awe as well.
This is one of the first songs we started to sing together. This one that we love.
Let's meet at the place where you and I begin. We'll move through water and into stone. Where stone melts to fire and fire turns to light. Where my breath becomes your breath. Your breath becomes my breath becomes your breath, and your breath becomes mine. I thought I had dreamt this kiss, but when I awoke, there was dew on my lips. There was dew upon my lips. We'll wind our hands back to where time holds still. No need to hurry or wait until where ends our beginnings, and now is always the time where my breath becomes your breath, and your breath becomes my breath becomes your breath, and your breath becomes my. I thought dreamt this kiss, but when I awoke, there was dew upon my lips. There was dew upon my lips. Feel the infinite divine, where my breath becomes your breath, and your breath becomes my breath.
Mesmerized and floating on all of those beautiful vocals and notes on the guitar. You know, I want to thank you all before I burst into this last song off of your CD for coming and for sharing your beautiful voices and your talents, songwriting and guitar playing. And, you know, I look forward to coming, hearing you all live, and perhaps coming again with your next CD.
Thank you. We would love that. Visiting. Thank you for inviting us.
You're very welcome.
And thank you for what you do in the community. It's really, really an honor, and we appreciate being here. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Nights like this make it even more of a pleasure than it already is. So thank you very much.
Check us out on lisaanderica.com and send us an email. Love to hear from you.
Definitely. Thanks. Everybody, tune in. And I'm going to play some of the Sarah Smile off of their CD, Awe. And that will take us right on out of here. And next month, June 12th, I will be having Kataka Gara on. And she is a musician and a healer and the founder of We Heal University. Katakagara.com. You can go check her out. It's KATAKAGARA.com. So thank you for tuning in. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers, grandmothers, and great grandmothers.